Tafreshman Aleph, Siftaz, Shomer Ha'ir, Bayom, Garters of the City. Watchmen of the city during the day are Pturim, Bayom, Lechev, and Belayla. So they're exempt from Sukkah because they have to walk around the city. So they can't sit in the Sukkah or else they won't be able to protect the city from any enemies. When Shomer Ha'ir, Belayla, if they're watching at night, so Pturim, Belayla, Lechev, and Bayom, and they're obligated during the day. Sif Yud, Shomer Gino, Supardesim, Pturim, Bayom, 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 Belayla. The people that guard the gardens or vineyards are putter during the day and at night. Shem Yasa Hashomer Sukkah. If the person were to make a sukkah, Yedah Haganav Sheish Hashomer Makam Kavua, then the robbers would know that the guard is staying in one place. So they'll go somewhere else. They'll go in a different direction in order to steal it. If you're guarding something that you could watch it from wherever you are, Chayav Lasa Sukkah Makam Shashomro, then you would have to make a sukkah in that place to guard it. Those people that make wine by non-Jews on Sukkot are putter during the day and at night. Because they have to protect to make sure that the non-Jews don't touch it, and then we won't be able to drink the wine. But if it's a situation where you don't need to guard it, then obviously be chayav. Tafresh Mamal, if we did this before, but we'll add something to it now. Sif Alef, Ha'osa Sukkah, someone who's making a Sukkah for themselves or someone else. You don't make a bracha on the making of the sukkah, even though there is a Yerushalmi, even though there's a Yerushalmi which says Asher Shalom Sotziv Tzivanu Laso Sukkah. We don't paskin like that Yerushalmi because the Bavli already says that we don't make a bracha on the building of a sukkah. So it's bidyevit. If you made a bracha, then you could rely on that Yerushalmi. But based on this, we do say there are those who say that you should try and build the sukkah yourself, because since we see that there is a Yerushalmi which has to make a bracha on it, so much time when we apply mitzvah Yosef Vishlucha to it also. But it could be the Bavli disagrees. However, when you really should make a Shechianu when you build the Sukkah. But we rely on the Shechianu that we make at night, the first night, instead of that which we do when we build the Sukkah. The reason not to make it when you build the Sukkah is because that's not the completion of the mitzvah. Therefore, you shouldn't have the Sukkah which was already made, says the Mishnah Berurah. You should make the Sukkah anew. When you make the Shechianu at night, you're making it on the Yom of Sukkot, but therefore it applies to the making of the Sukkah as well. But since this bracha of Shechianu really goes on the mitzvah of Sukkah as well, not just on the Yom, that's why there's a discussion regarding whether women, if they already made a Shechianu by Hadlakas Neros, are they able to answer Shechianu during Kiddush? Are they able to answer Amen during Kiddush? Or is that a hefsek, since they're already Yotze, when they made their bracha? So Rav Vosner says that since it's going on the mitzvah of Sukkah, when they made the Shechianu at candles, that was on the Yom of Sukkot. But now when they're making the when they're hearing the Shechianu at Kiddush and they answer Amen, that's going on the mitzvah of Sukkah, so therefore it's okay. Rav Moshe Feinstein says even if you didn't have that, it would be okay for them to answer Amen, that since the person who's making the bracha of Shechianu is part of his Kiddush, and you have to answer Amen to every bracha that's part of the Kiddush, therefore the women are able to answer even if it wasn't going on it. So either way, these poskim say that the women can answer Amen, but many say that you're better off having the woman not make the Shechianu at Kiddush, rather at Hadlakas Neros, rather waiting to hear it from the whoever is making Kiddush.